Implications of the Low Frequency Turnover in the Spectrum of Radio Not C in DG Tau, by Claes I. Bjornsson. The synchrotron spectrum of radio not C in the protostellar object DG Tau has a low frequency turnover. This is used to show that its magnetic field strength is likely to be at least 10 mg, which is roughly two orders of magnitude larger than previously estimated. The earlier, lower value is due to an overestimate of the emission volume together with an omission of the dependence of the minimum magnetic field on the synchrotron spectral index. Since the source is partially resolved, this implies a low volume filling factor for the synchrotron emission. It is argued that the high pressure needed to account for the observations is due to shocks. In addition, cooling of the thermal gas is probably necessary in order to further enhance the magnetic field strength as well as the density of relativistic electrons. It is suggested that the observed spectral index implies that the energy of the radio-emitting electrons is below that needed to take part in first-order Fermi acceleration. Hence, the radio emission gives insights to the properties of its pre-acceleration phase. Attention is also drawn to the similarities between the properties of radio not C and the shock-induced radio emission in supernovae. This was implications of the low frequency turnover in the spectrum of radio not C in DG Tau, by Claes I. Bjornsson.